107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. It is another safety tip of the month. Joining us in the studios with all the details, Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service joins us. Darren, it's always good to see you.
Always good to see you too, Jamie, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for dropping by. Let's talk about a very important safety tip of the month for November, especially as we're getting into, well, shall we say holiday shopping? What's happening?
We certainly are. So we're getting into that holiday shopping season. So I thought it would be good to talk about lock it or lose it again.
Okay, so we've got a lot of points to talk about. But first off, these are some staggering statistics. Over a three-month period from August to the end of October for this year, you've received a number of reports on theft.
We have, yeah. Between August and August, September, October, so a three-month period there, we had 85 calls from individuals who are reporting stuff stolen out of their vehicle.
Okay, so yeah, unfortunately, it happens in this area for sure.
Yeah, and honestly, Jamie, that's probably just the tip of the iceberg there, because so many people don't contact us when they get in their car, and maybe it's just a couple dollars of change gone, or they've seen that their car has been entered, and maybe nothing is missing.
Yeah, maybe it's just the doors open or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, but I just want to emphasize that it is important to give us a call on those situations. Let us know what's going on. And when we know what's happening in the community, we can then all kind of tackle that together.
Exactly. Exactly. So let's talk about the importance of lock it or lose it. First off, you know, let's get right into it. Lock your doors. Lock your doors.
Yep. Number one, just lock your doors. And I know sometimes it happens. Sometimes you're carrying a bunch of stuff into your house and you have your keys in your hand and you think you hit that button, but just make double sure. When you get back inside, just hit that button again. And usually it has a pretty good range and you can lock your doors from inside too.
And when you're thinking of now that we're getting into a chillier months and chillier weather, you can still need to lock your doors because you're thinking, oh, you know, people aren't out and about maybe like the summertime, but you need to lock your doors.
Yeah, they're still out and about. And like we said, Jamie, like it's getting to be that Christmas shopping season. So make sure that stuff inside of your vehicle really isn't there.
Yes,
so
exactly.
take it inside with you. So
yeah, keep your valuables out of sight.
Yes. So if you have to leave like your cell phone or your laptop or anything of value in your car, make sure that it's well out of sight or put it in the trunk.
Yeah, exactly. Or again, as you mentioned, just take the items with you. If you're going, you know, you've parked your vehicle, don't leave your wallet out or something like that, or important items, take them with you.
Absolutely.
Okay, and let's talk about, you know, it's the chilly weather. For the most part, we don't have our windows down, but here's a good piece of advice. Always roll up your windows, which you don't think about.
That's right. If you're parking your, like, this is more for the warmer weather, but if you're parking your car in the mall or downtown and you just have your window down, it's super easy for someone to just very quickly stick their arm in and pull something out.
It's pretty easy. And November, temperatures are going to be kind of up and down. We're not into, you know, fully chilly weather just yet. So again, keep those windows rolled up for sure.
Yeah, that's right.
And never leave your vehicle running while unattended. It's amazing that we still talk about this, but I have seen this personally time and time again of folks just, you know, it's the trusting factor, but they leave their vehicle running sometimes if they're in the store or what have you.
Yeah, we see it like at places like Tim Hortons or 7-Eleven or a quick convenience store where you're just running in and grabbing something and coming back out. But it can happen within seconds. And it's right there is a perfect example of a crime of opportunity. So if you're leaving your keys in your car and your car is running, someone can hop in and drive away within seconds.
And again, it's just about common sense and playing it safe through November and December for sure.
Absolutely. And I appreciate that the vast majority of people in our community are trusting and trustworthy. But we do have to take precautions and just make sure that everybody is safe and that your belongings are safe.
Exactly. So it's lock it or lose it. We'll have full details available, of course, on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. Is there anything else we haven't covered with lock it or lose it? Play it safe and common sense.
Yeah, I think just a quick little reminder, a nice little hook is that if thieves can see it, they can steal it. So just make sure you're putting that stuff away.
Exactly. Lock it or lose it. Another great safety tip of the month with the good folks at Stratford Police Service. And Darren, always a pleasure. And should I say the award-winning Constable Darren Fisher of Stratford Police Service, as you've likely heard, we've shared it on our Facebook page and social media, that Liam and Dawson, part of our creative team here at the radio station, picked up the Ontario Association of Broadcasters Creative Award for Scams and Frauds for the public service announcement that features the voice of Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. So good stuff, Darren. That's great. Award-winning commercials. There you go.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jamie. It's an absolute honor to be working with Liam and Dawson. They do such a great job every month. I give them this document, and they put something super creative together every month for us, and it's great working with them and being a part of this team.
But I think Darren's rates for voicing commercials just went up a bit. No, I'm kidding. Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. Thanks so much for this, Darren.
Yeah, thank you.